بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Translation of words occurring often in namaz. وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. In Surah Fatiha we recite in every rakat of Salah غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Just before that we ask dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, that oh Allah shows His straight path, the path of those people whom You have favored, not the path and the road of those upon whom is Your anger, referring to the Jews. And oh Allah, save us on the path of those that were الضالين, that are gone astray, that have wavered off the path. Over here, وَلَضَّالِينَ refers to the Christians. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us on the path of the Yahud, upon whom the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends, and from the road and the path of those who have gone astray, that is the Christians. That is why you find that in Surah Fatiha, a person has to apply his mind a bit, istihzar, consciousness of what he is reading, that a person is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidayat and guidance. That Allah ta'ala save me from the path of those upon whom the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. From their style, their way of life, their lifestyle, and even the Christians, their way of life. That is why ulama used to make dua, Allah save the Muslims from the tariqah and the manner and style in life of the Yahud and Nasara. Only that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from the aqaid and beliefs, Dawun's theory which they believe in, whether they be Christians or they be Jews or they be atheists. But the theories, the aqaid and beliefs, in this zamana a person has to make a lot of dua. That Allah ta'ala protect our beliefs and aqaid, or the onslaught of different sects around us. A person has to be very, very careful. Regards to Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum, that a person's aqaid and belief is clear in regards to every Sahabi. Allah Ta'ala has given every Sahabi the certificate of His pleasure radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Different other riwayat of ahadith also, in which Rasulullah s.a.w. has mentioned that all my Sahaba Ikram are upright and just. So this is one part, the aqaid and belief. Then a person's a'mal in his actions, what the beliefs will be accordingly, it will flow onto a person's limbs. So one is the tariqah and the way and lifestyle of the Jews, and then the Christians also. One is their belief and then their lifestyle. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us a very distinct way of life. Our thinking, ideologies, our goals in life have already been determined by the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why very easy ulama explained, if a person wants to earn his jannat in this world, qabr and akhirat, then there's only one way. That is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, every step of life, every garment purchased, every purchase done, every step in one's life, ask myself, is this the way of my Nabi or not? If this is not the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no vacuum. Understand, there's no vacuum in the system of Allah. If I don't do it the sunnah way, then it will be the way of maghdubi alayhim. It will be the way of waladdallin. One of the two, it will fall into one of the two ways. If it's not the sunnat way, it will be the Yahudi way, the Jewish way. If it's not that, it will be the Christian way. So the sunnat is not there, there's no vacuum in the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something will fulfill it, will fill that space up. If my aqaid is not correct in regards to something, very simple example, which Allah ta'ala save our children also, it is part of our aqaid and belief to believe in jinn. These things are true. But when they go to school, among the things that which they talk about, they read different books, fairy tales and pixies and gnomes and all these things, and ghosts, as if ghosts don't exist. Something just like a fairy tale. Is that a real thing? But it's part of the qaid and belief, to believe in jinn. But now they translate jinn into ghost, and ghost becomes boogeyman, bululu. Something is there, not there. But it is there. The suratul jinn in the Quran Sharif. So aqaid and belief is very important. Sometimes we play with it. Now children are going to school, they draw one fairy, has two wings. Now the Christians will say that the angels are the daughters of Allah. This is the picture in the mind, that an angel is a female. This is against our belief. What gender they are, Allah Ta'ala knows. But how the mind is warped from, already from that age, in regards to aqaid and basic beliefs. It is why we are saying, when it comes to our aqaid and beliefs, you've got to be very careful in this zamana, this time, which school we are sending our children, Christian schools, etc., where we are sending them, what they're coming back home with, One child before eating in a foreign country, a pious home, sat down to eat with the parents. He closed his eyes. Father asked, what are you doing? He said, I'm thanking Lord Jesus for the food he's giving us. Father says, where you learn this from? He says, from school. They teach us in school this, that we must thank Lord Jesus. It's part of our morning prayer. So therefore, there's no vacuum in our system. A person has to do everything, every step, whether it be the clothing of our children, ourselves, our occasions, our functions, our holidays. Is this a sunnah in accordance to sunnah? If not, it will be maghdubi alayhim wa ladhalim. If you are reading this in salah, let us be conscious what I am reading and apply our heart to this dua. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Allah, keep us upon the straight path. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq.